What is network? A network is a group of two or more computer systems linked together. There are many types of computer networks, including local area networks, LANs. The computers are geographically close together, that is, in the same building. A local area network, LAN, is a computer network that spans a relatively small area. Most LANs are confined to a single building or group of buildings. LANs are capable of transmitting data at very fast rates, much faster than data can be transmitted over a telephone line. But the distances are limited, and there is also a limit on the number of computers that can be attached to a single LAN. Wide area networks, WAN. The computers are farther apart and are connected by telephone lines or radio waves. A computer network that spans a relatively large geographical area, typically, a WAN consists of two or more local area networks, LANs. Computers connected to a wide area network are often connected through public networks, such as the telephone system. They can also be connected through leased lines or satellites. The largest WAN in existence is the Internet. Metropolitan Area Networks, MANs. A data network is designed for a town or city. In terms of geographic breadth, MANs are larger than local area networks, LANs, but smaller than wide area networks, WANs. MANs are usually characterized by very high-speed connections using fiber optical cable or other digital media. The other categories of networks. In addition to these types, the following characteristics are also used to categorize different types of networks. Topology. It refers to the geometric arrangement of a computer system. Common topologies include a bus, star, and ring. Protocol. The protocol defines a common set of rules and signals that computers on the network use to communicate. One of the most popular protocols for LANs is called Ethernet. Another popular LAN protocol for PCs is the IBM Token Ring Network. Architecture. Networks can be broadly classified as using either a peer-to-peer or client-server architecture. Computers on a network are sometimes called nodes. Computers and devices that allocate resources for a network are called servers. Internet. The Internet is a global system of interconnected computer networks that use the standard Internet Protocol Suite, TCP/IP, to link several billion devices worldwide. It is a network of networks that consists of millions of private, public, academic, business, and government networks of local to global scope that are linked by a broad array of electronic, wireless, and optical networking technologies. The Internet carries an extensive range of information resources and services, such as the interlinked hypertext documents and applications of the World Wide Web, www. The infrastructure to support email and peer-to-peer networks for file sharing and telephony. Protocol. In information technology, a protocol is the special set of rules that endpoints in a telecommunication connection use when they communicate. Protocols specify interactions between the communicating entities. Protocols exist at several levels in a telecommunication connection. For example, there are protocols for the data interchange at the hardware device level, and protocols for data interchange at the application program level. In the standard model known as Open Systems Interconnection, OSI, there are one or more protocols at each layer in the telecommunication exchange that both ends of the exchange must recognize and observe. Protocols are often described in an industry or international standard. The TCP/IP Internet protocols, a common example, consist of Transmission Control Protocol, TCP, which uses a set of rules to exchange messages with other internet points at the information packet level. Internet Protocol, IP, which uses a set of rules to send and receive messages at the internet address level. Additional protocols that include the Hypertext Transfer Protocol, HTTP, and File Transfer Protocol, FTP, each with defined sets of rules to use with corresponding programs elsewhere on the internet. There are many other internet protocols, such as the Broader Gateway Protocol, BGP, and the Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol, DHCP. Routing. Internet service providers connect customers, which represent the bottom of the routing hierarchy, to customers of other ISPs via other higher or same-tier networks. At the top of the routing hierarchy are the Tier 1 networks, large telecommunication companies that exchange traffic directly with each other via peering agreements. Tier 2 and lower level networks buy internet transit from other providers to reach at least some parties on the global internet, though they may also engage in peering. An ISP may use a single upstream provider for connectivity or implement multi-homing to achieve redundancy and load balancing. Internet exchange points are major traffic exchanges with physical connections to multiple ISPs. Computers and routers use a routing table in their operating system to direct IP packets to the next hop router or destination. Routing tables are maintained by manual configuration or automatically by routing protocols. End nodes typically use a default route that points toward an ISP providing transit, while ISP routers use the Broader Gateway Protocol to establish the most efficient routing across the complex connections of the global internet. Large organizations, such as academic institutions, large enterprises, and governments, may perform the same function as ISPs, engaging in peering and purchasing transit on behalf of their internal networks. Research networks tend to interconnect with large subnetworks, such as GIANT, GLORIAD, Internet2, and the UK's National Research and Education Network, JANET. Modern uses. Communication. At the moment, the easiest thing that can be done using the internet is that we can communicate with the people living far away from us with extreme ease. Earlier, the communication used to be a daunting task, but all that changed once the internet came into the life of the common people. Now, people can not only chat, but can also do the video conferencing. Communication is the most important gift that the internet has given to the common man. Research. In order to do research, you need to go through hundreds of books as well as the references, and that was one of the most difficult jobs to do earlier. Since the internet came into life, everything is available just a click away. You just have to search for the concerned topic, and you will get hundreds of references that may be beneficial for your research. Financial transaction. With the use of the internet in the financial transaction, your work has become a lot easier. Now you don't need to stand in the queue at the branch of your particular bank. Rather, you can just log in onto the bank website with the credential that has been provided to you by the bank, and then can do any transaction related to finance at your will. With the ability to do the financial transaction easily over the internet, you can purchase or sell items so easily. Financial transaction can be considered as one of the best uses of resource in the right direction. Leisure. Leisure is the option that we have next in the list. Right from watching your favorite videos to listening songs, watching movies, playing games, chatting with the loved ones has been possible due to the internet. Internet has progressed with so much pace that today, whenever you get time, you just move on to the internet and enjoy such activities which help you to relax. Leisure is one of the most important uses of the internet, and it surely has one thing that attracts people toward it. Shopping. Shopping has now become one of the most pleasing things to do using the internet. Whenever you find time, just visit the concerned websites and order the items that you need from there. Those items will be delivered to you in best possible time. There is a huge number of options available for a common people to buy or to sell any particular item using the internet. Using the internet now make it possible to buy products from all over the world.